In California, the city many call the birthplace of gangster rap is struggling to stop another round of violence. Compton saw murders soar by almost 70% last year. The L.A. Sheriff's Department sent a gang task force to cut violent crime by more than half in the first 6 months of this year. But murders spiked again after some deputies left. So, they're back, at least for now. From member station KPCC in Pasadena, Frank Stoltz has the story.
Deputy John Clark maps out a raid on a dry erase board on the wall at the L.A. County Sheriff's Station in Compton.
And what we want to do is Eric and I, along with Dave, are going to come in off of the street to the west. So we're going to go back there, we're going to jump a fence, and we're going to get in position.
Clark has heard on the street that a gangbanger suspected of murdering a 15-year-old tagger hangs out behind an apartment building. Word is, he keeps an assault weapon nearby.
He's saying that dude's keeping that Tech 9 in the trash can or in the bushes here.
It's mid-June, and the sheriff's department is cracking down in Compton, home to 57 active gangs and an estimated 8,000 gang members.
We're making progress. I mean, you know, it's all about just coming out here, hitting the streets, and saturating the area. And that's why murder rates are down.
Specialized gang investigators descend on the apartment complex, guns drawn, as a helicopter moves in for aerial support. Deputies detain four young African-American men in baggy pants and shirts, ordering them at gunpoint to get on the ground. One of the young men, 22-year-old Devon, knows the routine. He declines to give his last name. Like many here, he doesn't trust a reporter who rides with the police. But Devon concedes Compton feels safer lately.
As long as they ain't beat nobody up. Police don't beat nobody up. Everybody get along with the police.
Not everybody agrees with Devon. Others here say the police do more harassing than policing. Deputies don't find the man they're looking for. They say someone probably tipped him off. And nobody they talk to seems to know who he is. Deputies concede getting people to cooperate is a problem, but they blame fear.
I've had to hit the deck so many times in my house, man, getting away from the, you know, the windows and everything, man, especially through this alley. You never know where it's coming from, or they just come by random, you know, just at random, just shooting.
58-year-old Harold Green has lived in Compton since 1971. Like many who live here, he manages his own private truce with the local gangs.
I've been out here several times, watering my yard at night. They wrote to that in there and said, what you doing out here, man? This is my block. I don't say nothing to them. So I just keep on watering.
Compton, like a lot of cities, has seen big demographic shifts in the last two decades. In her lifetime, 24-year-old Rashid Lakey has watched the city go from mostly black to nearly 60% Latino.
They're everywhere. I mean, everywhere. I mean, not saying they don't have the right. I'm not trying to say it like that or be racist, but they are everywhere.
Tension between blacks and Latinos plays out in gang violence. Pastor Alex Leon of Victory Outreach Church has worked with the city's gangs for nearly two decades.
In Compton, it wasn't racial before, but, you know, it has become racial. You know, where, you know, Latinos kill blacks and blacks kill Latinos. Last year, I seen a gang called Seven O's, and they just went out in like one night, it was about four killings. I was going from one killing to the next.
Leon says a Latino gang was reclaiming territory from a rival black gang. L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca points to another disturbing trend. He says they've listened in on telephone conversations between gang members and heard them targeting people simply because of their race.
The gang member is sent out to shoot a black gang member. They can't find a black gang member. They see a black individual walking down the street. The gang shooter says, I can't find a gang member, but there's a black man walking down the street. The shot caller says, go ahead and shoot him.
Racially motivated gang violence is not limited to Compton. This week, a federal jury convicted four Latino gang members of conspiring to intimidate African Americans out of one L.A. neighborhood by murdering a black man. The sheriff warns a special task force now operating in Compton will eventually be reassigned to another city. City officials grumble, but concede police alone won't fix Compton.
All the money in the world to the sheriff's department isn't going to change the fundamental causes of the problems. So it's just, it's ultimately a very expensive Band-Aid.
City Manager Barbara Kilroy says economic development is needed in Compton to raise the sales tax revenues to hire more cops. Kilroy says there's been progress. Former USC quarterback Vince Evans is part of a group hoping to break ground on the city's first full-size mall this fall.
In terms of revenue, in terms of jobs, in terms of public image, it's huge.
Kilroy projects 1,000 new jobs and $2 million in additional tax money for public safety. Compton City Councilman Isidore Hall III says Southern California's hot real estate market is also helping Compton.
The home value in our community is between $4 and $4.50, up to $6.50, almost $700,000. With that brings a different type of buyer, which ultimately changed the culture and environment.
Compton may have to live with its violent reputation a little longer. Change is a slow process. For NPR News, I'm Frank Stoltz in Compton.